Welcome, everybody. Shir number 978, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achronim. Okay, so Mayim Achronim, again, our siman is Kuf Pei Aleph. We started going through the Halachas per se. We spoke about the reasons, of course, for it, and now we're going into the actual Halachas. So we mentioned last Shir, interesting. First of all, could somebody do it on the, wash on the floor if they don't have a kli? First of all, you're supposed to do it in a kli, in a bowl, in a cup, or whatever. If you don't have, there is room to do it under the table, said the Mishnah Berurah, but we did mention one should be careful not on a carpet, else Shabbos, if it is Shabbos, or if it's Yom Tov in the Sukkah, so on, just be careful not to do it on grass, of course, those two things. Now, as far as removing it from the table, we just summed up basically, l'chatchila, one should try and remove it from the table once you pour it into the kli. You don't dip your hands into the water, you pour it onto your hands into a kli, into a bowl, into a cup, or whatever. Do you have to remove that from the table? There's a problem of ruach ra over there, so we said lechatchila one should try. In case not, but the evid it was fine. Others we said just cover it up with a napkin or so on. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif, so we're up to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Hay, Sif Katan Hay, I'm sorry, the Chashiyesh Le Kli, when you have a Kli, Yishbechem Dafka Besay Kli. If you have a utensil, a bowl or a cup, try and pour it into that. That's what you should use. In other words, not to pour it onto the ground, because a Kli definitely is Lechatchila what should be done. Right, so now he says in the Dirshu, interesting thing, he brings from the previous siman, but just to read it from the Dirshu, in reference to pouring it into the kli, sometimes people pour it into a kli that is, left over on the table, and maybe it's dirty, whatever the case is, but he says, interesting, that one should wipe off the crumbs. If there's crumbs over there, he says, when you wash a mayim achronim into a kli, you just take a utensil or a cup or something dirty from the table, and you're washing into that. He brings from the previous siman. One should wipe off, if there's crumbs over there, wipe that off in order that the mayim achronim shouldn't spray onto, it shouldn't get onto the crumbs because of the ruach ra. Now, just to read from the Mishnah Berurah, actually in the previous siman, like we said, siman kuf pei, sif katan zayin. So says the Mishnah Berurah like this. He's in the middle of talking about a different subject, but I don't want to start a whole new thing now. But he just says agavorcha at the end, sort of not agavorcha. This is halacha lemaisa. Avol kishenoytam hayadayim bekli. When you're washing your hands into the kli, ala shulchan come in again. Right, the person I'm washing my machroinim, and I wash it into this bowl, a bowl that's or a cup or something or a plate that's left over on the table. Right, the kuli alma tzarich lenakas haperim saviv. One should be careful to clean off the little crumbs that are around or in this plate or whatever the case might be or on the side. So that's an important thing to do. Interesting. There's a whole thing over there in Halach and Kuf Pei and in reference to getting rid of bread, throwing out bread, and how big, if it's only crumbs. Again, we're not going to get into all those halachas right now, but the Dirshu in Ois number 5, I'll get here in Simen Kuf Pei, which is, we're on the subject of, in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, that one should, if one is pouring Mayim Achronim into a bowl or whatever, a plate, they should make sure that the crumbs, there's no bread crumbs over there, that it's clean from bread crumbs. So he says, he brings in Ois 5, the Dirshu in Kuf Pei. Bir b'shevet b'shalz tshuvas shevet Halevi she'af sheyesh matim lahashlech pirurim pachas megazayis lamayim. Even though some say you're allowed to throw crumbs into water if it's less than a kazayis, Hasem Shani over there it's different. By the mayim achroinim shadayin efshel lechol es pirurim. There's a problem that possibly Hasem Shani shadayin efshel lechol es pirurim. Possibly one would eat those crumbs or they're edible, let's put it like that. Masha ein kein hacha. I'm sorry. Over there, in the other case, throwing it into the water. Masha ein kein hacha. Shema abda meyachil. In other words, when you're washing your hands into this plate and this crumbs, you're making the food not edible. The crumbs not edible. Okay, whatever the case might be, it could be a question of baltashchis also. He brings also in reference to the Mayim Rishonim, if somebody for whatever reason is washing at the table, also to be careful, somebody's washing for bread at the table, usually it doesn't come up too much, but he brings down one should also be careful, again, not to pour on the crumbs, because lemaisi you're destroying the food. It's part of the halachas of Baal Tashchis. He just brings on the bottom, just a separate thing, but interesting to know. It always bothered me also when I used to go to a bakery. He said if somebody has a bakery and crumbs fall down, people constantly buying bread, he brings from the Ben Ishchai that one should try and sweep up, always try and have somebody sweep up or to sweep up. The bottom line is it shouldn't be about tashchis, it shouldn't be a bezoin for the bread, for the crumbs, and so on. And even he says balibatim, people who have a house, he's always b'mokam achilasim, the place where people eat, right? And these different type of things where there's a lot of crumbs, one should be careful to make sure that it's clean. There's the problems of bezoin on the bread, and there's problems of baal tashchis, whatever the case might be. But be it as it may, to make a long story short, again, I don't want to get off too much on a tangent because Simon Kof Pei, maybe one day we'll get to that also, talks about bezoin ha'oichlin also. Actually, Kof Pei talks about dine pirure hapas, but there's a whole simon on bezoin ha'oichlin. You know, if one is not even eating, could you like lean something up on food? Could you use foods for other things? Okay. We're not going to get into all that, but it's interesting to keep in mind. But be it as it may, bottom line is, let's just end off today's share. When one is washing into the bowl, cup, or whatever it is on the table, which is what they should do, or you should, many people have a separate bowl, cup, or whatever, that's just to be careful that they should, to wipe it off, make sure there's no crumbs all around for those various reasons that we have been talking about. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.